Yeah. They plan was to knock me out the top of the game, but I overstand they truth is all lame. Your arm's too short to box with God. I trap to the streets, but look at me now.
It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? Your boy, Isaac Ike freaking Feldman here with my boy. Excuse me. Cancel that. Cross that out right up above like a grammar check in high school, because Justin and I both know about those being the class clowns in that school. But we'll get to that and more. But I'm not with my boy. Cross that out. I'm with my brother. I consider him family. I love his family. He's getting to know more and more of my family. I don't know how much I want to reveal to him of my family. He might be scared of my crazy Israeli father. Love you, Abba. Love you, Abba. But I love Justin's family, and we have a very fond relationship with another. Justin was in the corner for me during boxing matches. I had the lucky privilege to be allowed into Law MMA. I gave Ray Longo a couple of cannolis. He allowed me to film Justin. I believe it was Bellator 274 last February. Justin, as we all know, go watch the Gray Area documentary. He's a marauder. He's a destroyer. More than anything, Justin's mind is a vault. I completely respect his physical game, his boxing skills, his jiu-jitsu skills, now his wrestling skills. Oh, spoiler alert, as he tells me. He has a gas tank for days. But more than anything, his number one weapon, in my mind, is his mind. Everybody's got abs. Everybody's got shoulder, forearms. But Justin's mind is a vault. You guys ever see the movie The Army of the Dead? I think where the guy has to like crack the vaults or something. I may be screwing up the title, but that guy would never be able to get in Justin's mind. And I completely respect your brother. So thanks for joining me in the first in-studio interview. So what's up, my brother?
What's up, man? Dude, it's awesome to be here. Thanks for having me. Awesome setup.
Thank you. I'm going to put that on replay so my wife can hear it. She's like, why are you taking up half the downstairs? But it's being put to good use. Yeah, man.
Beautiful man cave.
No, gender neutral cave. You got to be careful with this. But I appreciate it, man. I really do appreciate your time. I respect you wholeheartedly. How's everything been going?
Pretty good, man. Just training, trying to figure out who I am. I feel like who I am is like, it's
you,
a big,
you're gonna kill me.
Oh, sorry. No, you're good. So I feel like who I am is a big picture to it, you know. It's like I've learned half of the story. I feel like there's a new character in me that it's like that I'm just getting to know, but I'm feel like I'm getting closer to myself, and like these layers that I have, I feel like there's a lot to me. I haven't showed a lot of it. And I feel like you're starting to know that. You kind of said that today. How I'm like peeling back layers in your own way. Maybe not exactly that way. But like figure out who I am more and more. And this story I'm creating. And I'm just learning from my friends, you know. Some days you're down. Some days you're up. And then you use those to figure out who you are as a person and become a stronger person, and to ultimately become like the best is the ultimate goal. But even just figuring myself out and cutting out all the distractions and mastering myself, and yeah, there's a lot to it. But
that, and you gave me a lot, man. That is some,
I was trying to get deep there,
deep,
but, yeah.
Shit. That is deep shit. And we are cursing on the Iketagons. It is in my fucking house. Let's go. This is the Batman cave or the combat cave, whatever you want to call it. But we're letting it free flow down here. Emotions are flowing. Emotions are good. You know, to quote some guy, I don't know, some fighter. What was it? Maybe a Bellator fighter. I don't know. Some guy. I don't know. He might have like pretty decent, amazing boxing. I don't know. Some guy. I don't know. His jiu-jitsu is pretty like okay, nasty jiu-jitsu. Like his cardio could go. I don't know. Some guy. I don't know who quote, but he talks about not being scared of the negative thoughts, not running away from those thoughts, that facing those thoughts. Why are those thoughts there? Why am I thinking this way? And this is one of my favorite quotes from
Justin.
He says, like, figure out why you're thinking that way, rip it out, and move on from it, basically.
All these emotions are okay. I try to use them all to strengthen me until the fight night, because all you need to do is be amazing for that one night. So I use all these emotions I have, all these feelings. I fight all the bad emotions away, and I take them in, the bad ones too, and I say, why am I thinking like this? Why am I? Everything's for a reason. You think, your mind thinks ways for a certain reason, so find those reasons out and rip them out of you and be the best version of yourself. And I work hard every day, and there's no reason why that I can't be the best. And I've been doing this, I've been working very hard for a long time, and I'm not letting no one take this away from me. Again, I will be the best.
I think too many people run away from, I don't know, facing fears. And again, maybe the common denominator of this interview or podcast, whatever you want to call it, free flow conversation, the common denominator is going to be that Justin's mind is a vault. And the fact that he can put all the cards on the table and throw out which ones he doesn't want and keep the ones that he wants to keep, to me, that's an alpha. The person who holds their breath like, I'm tough. To me, that you can only hold your breath for so long. Justin is doing what very few people on this earth do. That is figuring out who you are, being yourself. That's crazy that is. I heard a great quote of, I want to be around people who have the courage to be themselves. And how crazy is it? That should be literally the easiest thing. And it's like, dude, amen to that, brother. You're literally figuring out who you are layer by layer. How would you describe what you're doing? Is it just simply the journey?
Yeah, I think it really is as simple as this journey I decided to put myself through. And for whatever reason, since I was younger in middle school, I just said I'm gonna stick with this, and I'm gonna, if I start at a young age, I could be something big. And I just stuck with it, and then I got my family to believe in me, because they were like saying things like, but eventually they came to realize, you know, that I'm gonna stay persistent. And for one reason, I just had that skill. I could always just put myself to it. I could, like, if I really fell in love with it, I could do it. So I was like, for whatever reason, it just stuck to me. Like, I just wanted to go for it. And now I got supporters. And it's just kind of crazy how life goes. Like, when you're not doing anything, when you're just trying in the beginning, like, people, like, just energies change as you get what you want. And then sometimes you see, like, it's not even everything that it was, like, in your mind, like, cracked out to be. Like, it's like how you have some friends that they're like, maybe you hang out with the wrong friends, or they're just like, you know, they just don't see the same thing as you do. And then when you start making progress, then you see people change. It's like, why aren't you that way anymore? It's like, it's almost unsettling. It's like, why are you treating me so differently? Like, I'm so special, you know? I'm just like you guys, you know? And I think sometimes people make you feel that way and stuff. But like you said, like, figuring yourself out and just going to the core of, like, who you are. And it's all just going to play out, you know? And you just have to stay consistent.
Okay.
And just keep going, you know?
Well, I'm going to ask for you to elaborate more on your advice or your answer to this question, because even something that I could, like, re-listen to, because I do appreciate how you see the world. What was the turning point where you saw you gained support instead of not hate, instead of, like, difficulty, like, where you felt like, okay, I feel these people understand my path? What was the turning point for you?
I think, like, at first with me, it was like a thing where I was like, wanted to prove them, like, I can do this, you know?
Okay.
Prove to them. Then obviously that kind of came quick, because I wasn't quitting. I kept going every day. And then I guess people being like, you know, hanging out with the wrong crowd, or just friends that would be like, you know, they just wouldn't really, like, respect you. Maybe it's a respect thing where they're just like, oh, you're not anything. You're not going to be shit. You know, they try to keep you down or whatever.
Keep you down.
And then it's like some of them see you doing good. Like, they either disappear when you start doing good or they change who they are. And then they're, like, blowing you up to be this big thing, you know?
Okay.
But it's also like I'm still very much that same person. All I did was, you know, I worked super hard to get here. And it just keeps getting harder. And people don't realize that, and they kind of maybe put you on, like, this pedestal that you're amazing, but it's like you have to stay down, discipline to yourself, and know that you're still just a nobody, just like the other people. It's just, it's crazy, the little difference, and it's taken so big, you know, because they're not there. But when it's like, if you were to get there, you would see maybe it's not all cracked out to be for some certain people, you know. But yeah, I don't know, it's like a random thought I'm thinking of.
You're definitely not a nobody.
Yeah.
Like, even if you look at, like, medieval day, I like knight movies with bow and arrows and sword stuff. I like samurai movies. I like all type of warrior movies. Like, the king would see Robin Hood as a nobody, but Robin Hood is a king among his people. Mm-hmm. And, dude, I feel like you're a born king, you know? You're waiting for that materialistic crown to happen, where it's literally a gold thing to happen, but kings are already born.
Yeah, like, you know? I like how you said that, like, living like you're there already.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah, that's the part where that's a good thing to have, but yeah, I mean, keep going. I'm gonna cut you off.
No, I've been cutting you off upstairs, man.
You're good.
You're teaching me something about communication. Communication isn't just the freaking, like, badge of honor, like, oh, I do a podcast, I'm in communication.
No.
Communication's everything. And this is probably another thing, common denominator, why your brain is a vault, is because you got this beautiful, you got these SWAT team guards now on the outside of this vault. I'm gonna keep building your army in your mind. You got the train, you got Liam Neeson on the outside of your vault, who isn't going to let anybody penetrate it with bad, negative shit. And if it is, you want to correct it, do mental jujitsu to it, and throw it back at it.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. So I just want to give you credit for, you are next level thinker, next level communicator. Dude, I've talked to a lot of people. You're there. Are we recorded on this thing? Are we rolling?
Wait, did you turn the camera on?
Is this thing on? Oh, my God. No, I'm a big fan of you, man. And, yeah, we're both busy. You're on one path. I'm on another path. That's why it's like, I don't know.
Maybe like the path's emerging. I like this path, too.
All right. Let's turn it to physical. How's it been going? I think anybody who's paying attention will see that you have spread your wings, that now you are covering, like, multiple counties across Long Island when it comes to your training. You're almost knocking on the door on my neck of woods. My sister lives there. Don't you fuckers bother her. But shout-outs to Vanguard Academy, Nick Ronan, Jason Rua. They are legit. I would love to come down to the gym, interview Justin, interview Nick, Jason. They are the next breed of jiu-jitsu. They do competitive jiu-jitsu, obviously jiu-jitsu for the MMA game. Bunch of killers. Vanguard Academy. I told my sister, I go, your son is being bullied, you know, there's a freaking school right down the street, let's go. He's 9 years old, sweetheart, but it's like, come on, he'll
teach him some jiu-jitsu.
Exactly.
It's like a beautiful, peaceful art, you know, if he knows how to just let go.
So tell me about that beautiful, peaceful art now that you are under Vanguard Academy in Lake Grove, New York.
Yeah.
How's the vibes there?
Just jiu-jitsu in general or being there?
Yeah, being there. Like, tell me, man. I'm, like, hyping. Yeah. I'm excited. Like, is it what it looks out to be?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
socials, it's killing on social.
Yeah, dude. I mean, honestly, it's my favorite school. And I got none for respect for everybody out there. And they help me a lot with jiu-jitsu. And whatever I ask, they'll help me. Like, met a lot of new guys down there, but, you know, a lot of them were from Sarah's before, and they Jason Rao got
his own. Thank God you guys left. Now I can get my purple belt. Thank God you guys left. I'm like, get these guys out of here. Give me the 40-year-old lawyers or the 50-year-old doctors. Bro, I need a purple belt. Like everybody's like, man, it's like my neck started working again since Justin left.
Can breathe better.
Aljo even, did he make the trip out there, if I've seen on social?
Vanguard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I was never there when he was there, unfortunately. But I was there when Marav was there one time.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. And I like how they did it. The white, like the white set. Yeah, the it looks white and gray according to social.
It's got a nice wall. It can hit that wall wrestling.
Oh, you guys doing wall wrestling?
That's all I do there, honestly. I was doing my jiu-jitsu, and I was like working on my wrestling. So
nice. Now, you mentioned stay physical. You mentioned now that tool wrestling has been sharpened, man. Bellator is trying to throw wrestlers at you. What can we expect to see if somebody tries to shoot on you?
Shoot them? No, I feel like that's natural. Like I've been dealing with that forever.
Okay.
So I'm comfortable with that.
Well, Jacob Bond was able to get you down.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at getting back up.
Was it because you just expected striking? Like, walk me through that fight. Bellator 272.
No, he was really persistent with the takedowns. So I think he got one on me, but I feel like he couldn't really hold me down.
No.
But his takedowns were persistent.
I'm not bringing up the rest of the fight. No. the 14 minute, 50 seconds, the rest of the fight. I'm just trying to focus on that one because, dude, put the work on him.
But, yeah, when I go to Vanguard, I'm forced to work against the wall, too, because sometimes they don't let me pin him to the wall, so they're trying to pin me down. And I go with bigger guys over there, like really good. I go with this purple belt. I forget his name, but I joke around him. He looks like Johnny Bravo. But he's
a monkey.
He's good. Like, I try to take him down, and he's getting me. He's threatening me with a lot of stuff, and he's really good.
Nice.
And he's bigger than me, so that's always good.
And how's it been at law? Is it just, like, dude, the heat is turned up. Yeah. You were in this class. Charlie, Dylan, Dennis, Pompos. I forget anybody.
Yeah, the gym is on fire. Everybody's doing great. Yeah.
Nas.
More faces to the wall.
What does that mean? I like that.
More faces on the
wall. Oh, I thought you meant like you push somebody's face. I was like, all right.
More people to bully now.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah. Naming more people. Like, I hate Greece. What did I do to you? I hate a Uzbekistan. I'm kidding, Nas. I'm kidding, Pompos. I love you guys. Yeah, man, the team is on fire. You gotta be freaking excited, right? You gotta be excited. I feel like something, maybe November.
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
December's, I don't know, that's too far away. I feel like November. I feel like you're ready to just dive in the pool, man, of that training camp. Is it less scary if you stay in shape all year round? Like, cause a lot of people get like, fuck everybody around me, I'm training. Like, you like set shit on fire when you get the call.
I feel like I train, I'm always training.
Okay.
But, you know, you gotta clean up the diet.
Yeah, but I've heard horror stories about people who literally do dick. They literally do nothing, like, for the off season, and then they get the 10-week or 8-week call, and they literally lose 35 pounds of fat. Like,
yeah.
Dude, you put on solid weight. Do you hate the weight loss process, or is it just, can you keep the strength? Like, what's the secret to that?
Well, the thing is, it's always weird. I mean, whenever I know I have a fight, it's so much easier to just stop eating everything. It's weird. It's like, I know I have a fight, so I'm like, I can't bullshit anymore. When I don't have a fight, it's almost like, I'm battling my head way worse. Sometimes I'm just like, ah, fucking, I want to eat this. I want to eat this. But when I have a fight, I'm just like, all right, shut it off.
Body Snatcher or Kid Marvelous?
I guess it'd just be Marvelous.
Okay. Mine will be the Ectagon. So, what has been the biggest battle with Marvelous? Because Marvelous is like, yo, we got to get the fight. We got to get the fight. And Justin's like, all right, man, come on. We will. Everything's going to work out. Come on, man. We got to get the fight. Was it amateur? Was it boxing? Was it Cody Payne? Was it Jacob Bond? Any pro opponent?
What was the biggest battle pre-fight? And then you get that call and you're like, let's fucking go. What's been the biggest battle that you can remember? Or is it right now?
The biggest battle? Like, what do you mean battle?
Mental.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You got to keep right that now. Voice down. It's going to happen.
Yeah,
relax.
I would say right now.
No way. Do you have short-term memory?
No.
Right now?
Right now, like.
Wow.
Like, what do you mean, though, exactly? Like.
Like, you're fiending. You're fiending
oh,
to
fiending? No,
to
no,
feel
no.
the you get the contract.
I never really like fiending. It's just a weird thing. It's
okay.
Like.
Take me through it. Take me through
it. It's like everyone wants you to fight. I'm a fighter, and it's just like, you know.
No, I like you like this, bro.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while.
When you're trying to fight it, I'm like, Justin? Hello? Hello? Nobody's to take your call. But
oh, yeah.
I like.
It's just like, I don't know, everyone's like saying you gotta fight and shit. I don't know, fight life is just crazy. But I'm trying to figure myself out through it. So I feel like I still have to do it. But I don't know, it's fucking crazy, man. It's a lot to explain for me right now. I feel like I'm at a point in my life where things are changing. And I really think they're changing for good. But it's like, you know, we'll see, you know?
I believe that.
But it's just like, you know, nothing's guaranteed in life.
Okay. I forget what Frivola said, something about, like, your next fight's going to be your best fight. He has a lot of, like, captain tendencies that I like. And he said something like, it's like somebody who came after a loss. He said a great quote. It's like, hell yeah. And I try my best to put myself in a fighter's perspective, but... Is it the hardest pre-fight time for you right now because you're coming off a loss? It's the first time you lost in a while.
Yeah.
Is that simply put? Like, yeah. You just want to get it back?
Yeah, I would love to get it back, you know? It's just like, I guess I got to keep putting good things into the air and just be... I just feel like... Just... I guess it's like faith comes into it. But it's just like, sometimes it just feels like blind faith, you know? It just feels like, I'm just going to be like this.
Okay.
And it's just like, I'm saying it just to say it almost feels like. It's like, sometimes it's like, I feel like I'm just forcing myself to say it. Instead of just being like realistic with myself and picturing, you know, however it may go and just fearing that and living in that like fear of just like, oh. Not anything could happen, and I'm kind of just living through that right now. I'm scared, I'm nervous, but it's just like, I feel like I need to fight for whatever reason, so I feel like the story is not over, and I'm rolling through it, scared, nervous, I'm still going through it, I'm gonna do it, I know I'll never quit, I'm always gonna try my hardest, and that's the mentality you gotta have sometimes, just like, I'm not gonna fucking quit, no matter what the fuck happens. And so, it's going to be a journey to watch. People are going to be like, you know, it's going to be like a fucking movie. And it's going to be like, who wouldn't want to see that? This guy that's just fucking scared to death, but he's still going to go out and just fucking do it. Say, fuck it. And it's going to be exciting because I think this new me, I think it's more dangerous, you know? I think I'm more dangerous that way. And we'll see how it goes.
I said upstairs, I said, quote unquote, get this man some water because he drank all the time.
I'm thirsty.
My bad, brother. Gustafan, we need more water. Gustafan's a little slow, but we'll get Justin more water. I said this upstairs. God bless your next opponent you fight. I really mean that. It's like, I'm going to yell at Christian if he doesn't bet on you. Like, I don't know how I saw
okay.
that quote again.
No one has to bet on me.
Oh, I was listening to the...
I know I said that after a fight. I was just...
Oh, sorry.
I was just so... I was just so... People take what you say so seriously. I was just like... I was living the craziest high.
Now he
high.
Became a gambling addict. All he does is bet on... Bro, he sold his house, his car.
It's crazy. Goes, like,
I'll never not bet on you.
When you get that shit... You take everything everybody says so personally sometimes, and like, I don't know, it just
bro,
happened.
That fired me up. I haven't heard that in a minute. It was still in my like audio file on like a computer. Oh, Justin, nobody doubted you, Big John McCartney. I was like, I was still cracking up to myself, and then you're like,
Dude, I didn't realize. I was so hyped. Like, I was trying to live the fight as much as I can with you. Me, Jeff, your boys at the gym. Like, we're trying to, like just wave our biggest pom-poms for, like, to, like, it's, we're so happy for you. Bro, you, I didn't realize how fired up you were. Because, like, in the moment, I was like, yeah, he's pumped. Listening to it back, like, over time, I'm like, don't doubt me. I was, you almost blew my eardrum. I was like, damn, he was fired up. And I go, damn, you just blew my eardrum.
None of this would be possible without my father. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me. He takes care of me. He fucking loves me. And I'm just grateful to be in this position and grateful to keep working hard and prove to everybody that I'm the best. Me, don't doubt me. I don't think after that win, anyone is doubting you.
I keep thinking of that moment sometimes, like, that feeling when it all just pays off, and it's just like the best feeling in the world. It's like just living in that moment. Cause if you could just take that one moment and just live in that moment, it would be too good.
Right. It's nirvana.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, it's just heaven on earth.
Are you always going to be like that? The next fight you win, knock him out.
I don't know. This new me. I don't know how it's, like, I'm not doubting this Whoa. New me at all. I love this new
Bro,
me.
Bro, did you just see the George Foreman movie?
No.
Fucking with me. That's exactly what he says.
What?
His coach is like, he like became a, he left boxing, he became a preacher, and then his money guy stabbed him in the back with the money, and he had no money, no other option. He's 45 years old. He had to come back to boxing. And his coach was worried because he wasn't the animal. He didn't fight with anger before. And he says, you need to fight with anger. And anger got him in trouble his whole life. It was a good weapon, but eventually it was a bad weapon. And he said, that's an old me. And it's like, I'm like, bro, yeah. Like,
that's incredible. Similar, yeah, it feels similar.
What's the turn?
Just pain. Loss. New things happening in your life. You know, you get used to something. And you kind of, like, hold on to it, and you love something, and then it goes away. But by your own choice, so it's like you did it to yourself. And then it makes you realize, just, like, it's a deeper meaning, you know? It's a deeper meaning that maybe I can't put into words right now. But you kind of just learn who you are as it goes, you know? And it's like, I don't know, maybe you hold on to this part of yourself that you built up to yourself, like, I need to be this guy. But then you find out, you know, when that person's gone somehow, you got to find another way. And it's like, this other way feels like a new version of me. It feels like a part of me I didn't even know I had, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're confident in this person.
I'm pretty confident in this person, yeah.
Why is this person going to make the run towards the Bellator title in the top 10?
Well, I'm being very, this new me is like, just very humble and honest. Like, I pray to God that fucking happens. But, like I said, I'm never going to give up. And I feel like no matter what happens, I'm going to learn something. Ultimately, eventually, I'll get to that. You know? But I'm not, and it sounds weird, but it's like I'm not making myself promises. I'm just becoming a better person by each trial. I'll become a better man.
Bro, you were toeing the line. You were toeing the line. I'm going to hint at it, but I feel like you're toeing the line. You're at the front steps. You're almost knocking on the door, walking through. But I'll try to piece it together here from my interpretation, which could be way off. But I saw Chris Weidman fight in Boston. Chris is obviously just probably holds a huge, bigger part in your heart than mine. I'm a huge fan of Chris. You know, he's the local boy who represents us. He did a, like, a check hook, and I swear to God, I go, either he's been watching Justin, or Justin, when he rolled into the gym, was it 10 years ago? Justin saw Chris doing it, and Justin stopped, dude, I saw the way he was walking towards Tavares. knocking down Tavares.
Frivola actually gave him credit. Frivola gave him credit and said that when we used to spar, I would always throw the check hook at him.
Okay.
And he gave me credit because I was like, oh, that check hook, it looked familiar, I told him. And he's like, yeah, he told me right away. He's like, yeah, dude, you helped me like with that punch.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah. I'm paying attention. Okay. All right. Yeah. So maybe he got that from you, but it was always inside of him.
Yeah.
After going back and listening to some post-fight interviews with Chris Weidman, I think it was the Vitor win, he said, or maybe it's every win, every big win, he's like, when times are tough, when I'm literally down and out, when I think I can't go any further, I just put my faith in him, and he made it a point.
I felt I was destined for this, but still it felt like a little far-fetched. I imagined doing it a million times in my head, but for it to actually happen, it still feels surreal. Thank God. The only way this could have happened is God. He's the unbeatable freaking Bruce Lee of mixed martial arts. And thank God he gave me the power to do it.
And I didn't realize 10 years ago when I was like 20-something how like important and how much of a present God had in Chris Weidman's life. And my point is that I feel like, yeah, it's not that cool, but I feel like some of the best fighters have the strongest faith, you know? Khabib, believe it or not, folks, Conor McGregor, go back, and I don't know why Netflix ripped this down, but if they put up the documentary pre-Floyd Mayweather, I think they did the documentary post-Floyd Mayweather, which I hate. I hate that everybody sees the Money McGregor now, the Money McGregor era. I hate that. Go watch, it's called The Notorious, where it's like he's on welfare. He's living with his girlfriend, living with his parents. He's got like one tattoo, so you can imagine like his timeline. He doesn't have the gorilla, the tiger. He was just hungry. He was strong faith. And yeah, you see the character on the press conferences, but he was just in tune with his higher self. And I feel like you're knocking on the door of that. And I feel like when you get that call, when you open that door for your next fight, you're going to be walking through the door of your higher self. That's going to be entering the new higher self. Woo! I don't know how I put that together, but that shit was good. Oh, man. Yeah, that's the door, bro. You're walking through that door. That's the door. And that's going to be when everything changes. Right now, up to that moment, it's going to stop. Everything before you walk in that cage door is going to not enter that cage door. Yeah. Woo! Let's go! Oh, man. That's right, man. That's right. Dude, I'm so pumped for you. Thank you, bro. Maybe I got a secondhand high smoke from Manimal. But
he's a little too happy there.
But, yeah, why is it going to be short night for your opponent? Besides being a better version of yourself, besides being humble, is it just what? Is it just that? Am I overthinking it? Can it just be? Am I just trying to fill airtime because I just want you to keep talking, or did you just lay out the blueprint?
I don't know. I hope I did. It feels like I did.
Incredible. When is your dad getting a movie role?
My dad, oh my
dude,
God.
Your dad He's is crazy. The man. Your he dad is the man.
My dad needs a manager for social media.
Let me hire
him. He needs to be, yeah. Hike, you gotta help him.
Mr. Montavo, I had this vision. And I know you're dicking and dodging. Dipping and dodging me with the Ictagon. You're harder to book than Trump. We can't get you on this one day, man. Like, you're avoiding me like taxes.
You got my dad to talk for the mic. He'll probably spit some crazy knowledge.
Oh, he's got freestyle bar? No.
Nah, I don't think he can rap, but.
Yeah, I think Mr.
I think you could change the world. You get him on mic. You change a big part. Maybe
if I could get him on the world, I'm going to the Middle East.
That will blow up. We'll get him too motivated.
Don't say blow up when we're talking about Middle East.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I have to cut that out.
All good, all good. We're free flowing. What? Yes. Okay. Gustafan just told me somebody's knocking at the door. I'm just kidding. But Mr. Montalvo, if you guys don't know, dude, he is a freaking stud. He is, I could see him in an action movie. Like, he's got the look like, you talking to me? You talking to me? Like,
nah, I always think sometimes, like, if they made a movie about us, it'd be.
Okay. Who plays, this is fun. Who plays your boy Christian? Let's start.
Wait, let's start with my dad, actually.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
What?
Like an old Tom Cruise, scruffy, the beard.
Tom Cruise never ages. He drinks children blood.
He could look old if he wanted to, maybe. Makeup and stuff.
Okay.
Who were you thinking?
Like Steven Seagal. But like young Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal is crazy.
Who would I do? I can't think.
The Keanu Reeves. Nah, he doesn't have the voice.
What about your mom?
Russell Crowe? My dad, maybe?
That's a good one.
My mom? I don't know. My mom maybe could be the Spider-Man's aunt.
Okay.
From the new one.
Okay.
What's that girl's name?
Not sure. Okay. And Jeff.
Jeff?
Oh, hey, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
It has to be Jake Gyllenhaal. They're like doppelgangers.
No way. Jeff not like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Every time.
Now, I would say Ferris Bueller, the guy who plays that guy.
Oh, my God. That's messed up. Jeff, get a tan now. Now that he calls you Ferris Bueller. All right. Who would be the media guy?
You? Shit. What's that guy? Ashton Kutcher?
I'll take it.
Shave his head. Some glasses.
Yeah, I was shaving my head for the boxing, and then somebody was like, you look like
Jake.
I was like, all right, I'll grow some hair.
My big brother. I don't think you ever met him. He's real big.
He's big, right?
Yeah.
He's maybe like
Action Bronson.
You might be bigger than Action, like taller than Action.
Yeah, he's way bigger.
I remember I parked in front of your house. He's like, you're here for Justin? I was like, if that means you're not going to beat me up, yes. I was like, all right. Oh, man. Yeah, I love your family, man. You got to meet my mom. I don't know if you'll ever meet my dad, but you got to meet my mom. Like, she will love your mom. Like, they're very spiritual, very strong.
A connect.
The women in my life are the strongest people.
My mom needs a good friend, I think. So.
All right.
Maybe.
Maybe MySpace friends.
They'll poke each other.
What was I going to say? Yeah. So everything's good?
Think so.
You think so?
I mean, I'm ready for this ride, you know? I'm tired of everyone trying to tell me how to think and feel. I'm being myself.
You know? You deserve it.
I'm being honest with myself. I'm being myself. And I like who I'm being. I'd rather say what's on my mind than pretend to make other people happy, you know? Like, tell them what they want to hear. You know, like, oh, you know, I'm just going to say what I want to myself and what I honestly think. And that makes me happy. I don't want to put a facade on for anyone. I want to just be myself. And so,
as they say,
and
speak
this
your
person
truth.
I am myself is fucking crazy. I think there's a lot to me. I'm not like, I really don't think I'm like a normal person. I really think there's a lot to me. And as I keep learning myself, it's going to be crazy interesting, I think.
That ego keeps you like, yeah, I am the man. I can do this. But it's like, keep that ego in check. Like, what's your, what do you do on a daily basis to make sure that ego is not overtaking you?
I feel like that's like what I'm really good at, mostly.
Nice.
I feel like my ego is just like almost non-existent, but it's still there. But it comes out when I'm like, don't know if it has a chance to, if I'm being tested. Like, that's when it comes out, I guess. Like, oh, like, I guess, like, someone's rolling hard with you, right?
Okay.
And right. It's like, okay, they're rolling hard. I guess now my ego's awake, and I'm going to try and kill you, I guess. So it's just like that. But in a fight, it's like you have to, you know, not fight with emotion, as I learned. And kind of just be like, it's okay to just be fucking empty, you know, and just go to war. What do you want to carry, like, at least emotions as possible. You don't want to really feel anything. You kind of just want to be like, I'm here and I'm present. That's really it. And you, because I think the more you think, the deeper you get into your mind. Sometimes it's like, you could think too much, maybe. When you're in a fight, it's like you want to just keep it simple, you know. So I just let my mind feels what it feels. You can't control everything that's going on in your mind, but what you can do is, like, just chill and let the water just settle. Because sometimes maybe when you're freaking out about things in your head, maybe the water's bubbling, there's a hurricane going on, and sometimes you just gotta, and just, even no matter how dark it is around you, you just find a way to calm it down. And you just be, like, okay with everything. You know, you don't have to feel a certain way. You could feel every way. But just soak it up and just live in it. And just try to be as calm as you can in that fucking tornado. And you try to calm it down. It's like a day-by-day process. Some days it might not be like that. But when a fight comes around, you have time to just slow everything down and get focused. And that's all you can really do is focus on the mission.
That's good advice.
And yeah, there's a lot of distractions that can come that, like, a lot you wouldn't think of are distractions, you know? So it's like, really just, I mean, I say it, like, being to yourself and, like, having the right friends giving you, like, the right energy, you know? And just, I think it's all about just, like I said, just feel it all, but just be one with it. It's okay to be, like, to say you have these thoughts. It's okay to not feel like you're fucking Superman every day. It's okay to just feel like a fucking piece of crap. And then you fucking, you work with it and you get better. And you say, you know, I'm not a piece of crap. I have this. I work really fucking hard, you know. You give yourself a little bit. You add some chips to it. And you slowly just build yourself up. And then you don't want to be, you always got to keep it in the middle ground. You don't want to be too, think you're the shit too much. Because even if they're just words that you're trying to feed people, it can get in the way, and, like, it can get in the way of things. But I think when you're in the middle, you still have those thoughts. You still have those confident thoughts, of course. You have both. And then you just live in the middle of them. And you just accept them all. And you don't try to put on an act for anybody. And you're just yourself. And you're just like, ah, I don't need to try to do anything for anybody. Like, this is how I'm going to try it. And it's like, I'm still here. I'm still trying. So I'm not going to quit. So you don't have to worry about that shit. Just let me be myself. And let me think what I want to think. Don't make me feel like I have to think a certain way. And I'm comfortable with, like, who I am. And I'm comfortable knowing that I'm going to just keep learning, like, who I am. And I'm happy that, you know, I have support. And, like, my dad trying to help me, you know, but I don't mean offense to anyone, but this is me just trying to get in the middle. You know, everyone's got something to say. Everyone's going to talk.
There's no blueprint for what you're trying to do.
Yeah. It's just, let me do it my way.
When do you think you're going to have 50,000 army members? When do you think people are going to believe that it's like,
dude, honestly,
shit, this is our leader?
Yeah, I don't even know, man. I really hope that day comes, but it's like, I can't think of that right now. I can't see it right now because I'm so focused on to myself, my mind, like, sometimes, like, just trying to get my style right, trying to do everything right that way. Like, sometimes that's all I focus on. And it's just like, sometimes, like, when I have the time, I think of that stuff. It's like, it's the best that could possibly happen. So it's like, it's just like a dream. Like, it just feels like I have to get it. But it's like, I have all this hard work to do. And, you know, it's all just a mindset. but there's a lot to it. It's hard to explain. It's hard to. I'm trying to get deep into it.
Yeah, and it's easy for me to just sit myself in a fucking armchair and ask.
I find myself
you,
as I'm talking.
Are you gonna be champion? Are you gonna be champion? But nobody's living.
Yeah.
And you're. And dude, I can't even think of a like single fighter who like talks like this about like. They've GSP, Corey Sandhagen, Usman. They've talked about feelings and thoughts when they're injured or when they're in between a fight or when they lose a fight. But nobody's like. Articulating how you're saying it. This is like you've painted a picture. And that's why it's like they say the best artwork is better the more you see it. Like it gets better like an album. The more you listen, like, oh my God, this song is fire as well. This song is amazing.
It's like replay it maybe a few times.
If you guys listen to this interview two or three times, I'm telling you, there are layers to what Justin's been saying. Layers. That's why it's good for you guys to see a clip, the 60-second clip, because it's, you can digest it and download it. Justin's processor is too fast, man. It's like your computer, like you're like some people are playing Pong in their minds.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you're playing like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 10 in your mind. Like it's super fast, super high. Like Max Holloway, I feel is like he's got a processor like that. Shout out to Max, the blessed one of the realest ones. Who's talked openly about having drunk family members and he just thought alcoholism was normal. He separated that from friends, changing things, rewiring things in his personal life. Max last night looked like he was in the best shape of his life. 10 years into his UFC fighting career. Looked like he was in the best shape of his life. And my wife loves Max. Cool guy, fights like a killer. Who wouldn't love him? But I go, hey. I go, he looks like he's in the best shape of his life. And I go, a lot.
Korean zombie fight?
Yeah. Like, more shredded, more, like, the triceps were there. I was like, you know what? And he said this. He's at the happiest point of his life. So, from my mouth to God's ears, I feel like you're about to step into one of the happiest chapters of your life. And
thank
this
you,
has
bro.
Just been, what do they say? It's darkest before the dawn. Let's get that fucking dawn soon, man. It's like.
I feel.
You've been a samurai
know.
Waiting.
I feel like I'm happy in this moment. Like, I'm happy being in the dark right now. I don't know. I like it. I'm starting to like it and be comfortable with it. So, I think that's a real weapon, too.
That is very strong of you. So, maybe you've already entered it.
I think I've been in it for a little while. But it's like, maybe at first I was like, whoa. But now I'm starting to get used to it.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
If you could just, I know.
Because it came up to me, and this new me came out of nowhere. It's like, you don't know how to take it when this new person comes into you, you know? It's like, whoa, who's this guy? What the fuck? It's like I was holding on to this other person in me that me and my dad, like, created kind of.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's like, this new guy is just, he's here now. And it's like, I'm going to, you know. I'm gonna fucking.
Do you have the Montalvo torch? Is your father the samurai who's like, son, I need you. I need you now. Take the sword. Has he given you the sword? Is this what you're saying?
I don't think
have
it's
you received
like that.
The sword?
No, I don't think it's like that. I think my dad is the most supportive guy and he wants what's
he's the
best.
Fucking man.
He wants what's best for me. And I know what he wants. And I want the same thing. But the difference. Is that I'm in there, and I know how it is in there, and you need to let me try and grow. You know, I think he's coming to it though. I don't want to like, you know, we're starting to understand
each
other more.
Your pops is like my pops.
But
results.
Maybe I'm just growing, and as a dad, he just needs to grow with me, and we need to figure it out together. And I think he's getting used to that, but we still got things to work on.
I could guarantee it. My dad, I'll be like, hey, I'm working on a job. Working on a job. He's like, yeah go work.
No, yeah, though. Thank
working
God.
The fucking, keep working that shit. Until I go like, hey, here's like a job, sign, seal, deliver. Then I'll be like, good job. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's like, dads are like that. I don't know. Maybe mothers are more spiritual, more faith, more connected. I don't know. Like, but you get that win. Nobody can deny the result. It's again, you got the win in my book already. You've already won. The fact that you're... Some people could have quit where you were. Now you've entered a new level.
Yeah.
You won. You won already. Obviously, you got to walk the path. Faith isn't just going to get you a win. You got to walk, put in the work. That's what people forget. Believe and achieve, but also work your fucking ass off. People forget that. You're going to put in the work, no doubt. You're one of the... Probably the hardest worker I've ever seen in that gym, and I've never seen Marab work out, but Justin's the hardest worker I've ever seen in that gym. Now it's just... writing it up on the scoreboard, you know? People need to see the scoreboard, and then it's real.
Mm.
You're living in another dimension, and it's like, it's hard for anybody to understand what you're... You and Israel Adesanya would be crazy conversation. I feel like that guy has never expressed himself, like, because I don't think people can handle it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, dude, that's crazy that he's... That's how secure you are. That's how strong you are as an individual, that you're expressing yourself, and he's a champion, and... Yeah, he does the anime, the cool shit on the outside. Yo, booyakasha. Like, like I'm better than that guy. I'm laughing at this guy. I do a YouTube channel. You can tell he's got some deep layers in there. And it's...
Yeah.
You're the man, Justin. You're the man. Thanks, bro. That's my point. Like, you're a man amongst boys. And it's amazing to see how much better you are mentally. Because you could only fight off anger and intensity for so long. Corey Sandhagen said this.
Mm-hmm.
He lost, and now exactly what you said. He said, I'm going in there like not filled with emotion. And he said, yeah, I'm just being present in the fights.
Yeah.
How many wins are you going to win in a row?
Me?
Yeah, this is what everybody's here for. They like the clickbait shit.
The rest of them.
I like it. And then they're going to look back at, woo! How many fights till you want that rematch with Archie?
I want it now.
Say it loud, say it proud.
I would want it now, but
I think how many fights is it going to have to take? Now that, there's the corporate side of this.
I want it now just because I'm competitive like that, at nature. But
he's top 10.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. I got to do my job and get rid of how many people they want or until I can get it again, you know? So we'll see how I do. I'm going to give it my best.
Is that something that you want to happen? Or?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely?
I feel like I can fight him way different, way better than I did. I feel like I have... so many tools I haven't shown yet, which is crazy. I haven't shown like a fraction of what I could show.
Can you explain what you would do?
What I would do?
I don't think he'll see this deep in the podcast, and then we could look back in two or 3 years.
What I would do? I would kick more, use my range more, and fuck it, I'll wrestle him.
Anything mentally? You're going to... get in his face. You're not going to get in his face. You're going to shake his hand.
Yeah, I'll treat him like a best friend. He hasn't got to me. I mean, maybe before I was, he got to me. Maybe you're right about all the emotions I was showing. But I was me just trying to be the old me. I just wanted to win so bad. I thought that's how I would win, you know? It was no disrespect towards him. I don't even see him as, like, anybody. It's just like you versus you in there. And I, as me versus me, I was trying to do what I've been doing the whole time, to knock everybody out, just awaken that beast in me. And I woken him, but maybe, you know, something went wrong. I don't know what I woken the beast, but at what cost, you know? Now I feel like I think
everything went right.
Like, I have, like, a new beast in me now. Yeah. I have a smarter, more tamed beast.
How long could you have done that for? Like, fight with the anger and the emotion and hold it? Dude, that was exhausting, I'm sure. Like,
I mean, I felt like a high off of it. I felt great, like really confident. But maybe the year layoff too. And I don't know. I think he was really good. So I don't think that strategy would have worked on him. Maybe I'd just... I'm saying, I would give more respect. I would respect him way more, try my hardest, and try to show all my tools. And I think I'm going to do that with whoever's next. So we'll see how it goes. And then if it works, my shit's going to slowly build up. But I think it's going to build up better this time, because I'm going to stay, like, humble no matter what. I'm going to stay like this. Every win I get, I always try to work harder. But if I get a win like this, it'll show me. Like, my jiu-jitsu match is like a little teaser. It's like I was able to win that with this new mindset, and I feel like it's growing. Like, you're right, like, my mindset's growing, and I really want this part of me to work, and I'm not even forcing it. You know, I'm just going to let it happen.
Did you have a taste of this mindset when you were on the shelf?
When I was on the shelf.
With the arm?
With the arm. I was going through a lot, I think, in that time.
Did you learn? Like, was it like, okay, like, you conquered that, and now it's like...
Yeah, that made me... that kind of, like, I don't want to say it fucked with me, but it, like, made me, I don't know, scared. Made me, like, hopeless. I was like, fuck, man, I really want to get back in there, and I'm like, I'm hurt, I wasn't working out.
Yikes. So.
It was like, I was working out a little bit, but I couldn't really... I was doing jiu-jitsu more than anything still, like that. Jiu-jitsu didn't really hurt it. I just couldn't box. So I was doing, like, jiu-jitsu, I'd run. But then I would get, like, these weird little nagging pains. I'm like, I shouldn't be doing jiu-jitsu even.
We're money now?
Huh?
We're money right now?
Yeah, I'm good now, thank God.
Excellent.
My shoulders are sore, though, from doing that machine at Lifetime. So maybe you're right. Maybe I should do barbells instead.
I don't know.
I like the machine, like my chest.
You swimming?
I just sit in it. No, I don't swim.
You can't swim?
Swimming gives me anxiety. Fast-paced swimming. Because I'm like...
I don't know. Don't do that again.
I'm going to drown.
I
feel like I'm in Titanic.
Form a four-foot pool?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm swimming. Where am I swimming to?
Bro, you're supposed to be the East Coast Diaz.
Nah, I'm going to be the...
They swam to Alcatraz. You can't go with the...
I'm just going to be like them with the running. That's it.
That's where it ends?
Yeah, it's like the running. I mean, I'll just run extra.
Oh, my God.
Swimming, I hear it's good. Maybe one day.
Yeah, I do it horribly. That's why I think I'm burning more calories, because I'm not... There's no
technique. I just like the freestyle. I don't like that other shit.
No. Yeah. I can't do the breath.
Where you got, like, the frog thing?
I just do, like... I'm going to...
Just... Like this, yeah, overhead, right?
Fast doggy paddle.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, man. What else, man? What else? I'm not going to bother you for another year.
Yeah, dude. I love this. What else? What else can I pick out of me?
Would you warn somebody? Like, don't follow what you love, because it's going to be fucking hard because of how strong you are?
I like the way a boxing trainer said it. He said that, like... You're going to have to talk him into wanting to be a fighter. Like, you're going to have to talk him into accepting it. Because he's going to try to talk you out of it. He's going to be like, listen, you don't want to do this. Trust me.
Oh, I get it.
And you have to sell him on it. Like, I'm going to do it. There's nothing you could do. I'm sorry. Like, you got to... I have this dream. Or just... You have to sell it to him to where he's like, you know what? He fucking wants it. He's not leaving me alone. So, let him find out. And then that's how you find
out. It's like the $1 million baby. You ever see that? Where Clint Eastwood, she won't leave the gym. Yeah. And they're telling her, leave, and she turned out being like a champion or something. Like,
yeah.
You never know. Dude, I'm 34. I'm trying to, like, be my best physical shape by 39, 40. Like, look at GSP. That inspires me. Like, he lives a really clean samurai lifestyle. Like, but everybody's like, my boy's like, yo, we're old. They're drinking Coronas. Yeah, they got their guts. Dude, these guys used to be in better shape than
people
me.
People don't help. Like, they just suck you into this hole. It's like, I don't want to be like you. I want to be happy older. I don't want to be like, I'm old.
And it's tough.
Just stay young in your mind. Why get old?
I can't pay for a full steak dinner at a restaurant for people. And it's like, it could be like embarrassing. You're like, oh my God, you know, I'm trying to strive for this dream. But it's like, holy fuck. It's tough, and you got to deal with that, but that's why you got to be around the right people, you know? And that's who I believe we're around. So, Justin, it's
dope.
Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Justin, Kid Marvelous Montalvo, follow him everywhere, Instagram, X, not Twitter anymore, Follow him there. Justin is the man. His family are the people, men and women. Yeah, Justin is a man. Big on paper things on the horizon for him, because a lot of you people need to see things on paper, signed, sealed, and delivered. But spiritually, he's a king. Mentally, he's a king. Physically, he's a freaking knight. And just couldn't be more happier for Justin. It's beautiful to see his growth mentally, physically, spiritually. Big things on horizon, on paper. Guys, he's already there. Follow him. Sponsor him. He's already there. Everything. But if you're looking for his next in-cage performance, it will be happening this fall, Bellator. And God bless his next opponent. And God bless you guys. Your boy, Ike Feldman, is out. Peace.